Hello, everyone. My name is Mark D. Watt, author of the new book titled The 8 Principles of Goals and Success. Today's date, April 14th, 2010. Today's topic, inventory of the heart and mindset. One of the most frequently asked questions from many people is the following: how can I change the way I think? This is a legitimate question. One should know that wrong thoughts and right thoughts do exist in one's heart and mind. Take note, heart and mind are interrelated. A book excerpt: obtaining a spiritually committed mindset. Can one obtain a spiritually committed mindset? The answer to this question is yes. Again, the real question is one willing to change one's heart and mindset. It is not just the mind, to be more precise, the heart, because of the interrelationship between the heart and mind, one must also include attitude. One must take on a positive attitude, not a negative attitude, towards the written word of God. The challenge will be in the mind, because this is where the battle will take place. The enemy, Satan, attacks our mind if we allow him to. This is why it is imperative for one to guard his or her mind with the written word of God on a daily basis. Take note of a key word in the beginning of this paragraph, and that word is change. So how does one go from a committed carnal mindset to a spiritual committed mindset? We read about awareness, which is a key factor. Now one must take also an internal inventory of one's heart, mind, and attitude. Examine the learned behaviors of where one is presently. These learned behaviors, coupled with heart, mind, and attitude, will show where one is in their success journey. There is a better way. Are you willing to make this change? If so, just say yes to God's ways. In chapter 1 of this book, there is a section on what is a spiritual mindset and how to obtain it by making changes in one's life. The spiritual mindset is when you think about the things of God and Jesus Christ, seeking those things that are above in heavenly places spontaneously and without external causes and without having a carnal mindset or carnal thinking. A renewing of the mind with the written word of God is the key. For the renewing of the mind, every day read and meditate on the written word of God. Go to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, King James Version, and get this scripture into your spirit man. Go back and read the section on obtaining a spiritual mindset. Meditate day and night on the scriptures and apply the principles in all areas of your life on a daily basis. One must get this into their spirit man so that success may manifest supernaturally according to the will of God. I would like to thank you for listening to this book excerpt and this podcast. For more information, I invite you to subscribe to my newsletter and the book titled The 8 Principles of Goals and Success, and visit my website at the8principlesofgoalsandsuccess.com or visit my blog at the8principlesofgoalsandsuccess.wordpress.com.